views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. Each week, you'll learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness and explore the deeper knowledge within. Welcome home. Now here's your host, Dr. Kelly Neff.
Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Kelly Neff, and you are listening to Lucid Planet Radio on Transformation Radio, CRN Digital Talk, and WBLQ 1230 AM Rhode Island, Connecticut, and New York. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience healing, inspiration, and knowledge, because every week on Lucid Planet Radio, we will have some of the most gifted scientists, healers, speakers, and authors helping you to become the greatest version of yourself. You can find out more at thelucidplanet.com and stream all of our podcasts for free on lucidplanetradio.com, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, and SoundCloud by just searching for Lucid Planet Radio. And you can also connect with me on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram by looking for The Lucid Planet with Dr. Kelly. It is a beautiful day here in Denver, Colorado, and I just want to say how pleased I am that the show is now streaming live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. That's bringing us to over 11 million homes across the U.S. and over 100 countries, including 25 stations just in Australia. Wow. And soon we will be coming to the AM talk radio right here in my home city of Denver. So stay tuned for that. You can visit our website, thelucidplanet.com, to find out how to become an advertising partner for the show and also find out how to listen in your area. So I'm really excited to have you guys here, especially our new listeners on CRN Digital Talk. I am absolutely ecstatic for today's show and guests. Today, we are going deep into the real questions surrounding the mysteries of UFOs and the secret behind the suppression of free energy technology. There have been startlingly candid presidential candidates to recent NASA and military whistleblowers, really showing us that the forces that suppress the truth can no longer hold back the floodgates of disclosure. These are really exciting times. So to talk about this, I'm absolutely honored to welcome Dr. Stephen M. Greer to the show, really the father of the global disclosure movement. And he is here to announce the campaign to end UFO and free energy technology secrecy and really to embrace the beginning of a new civilization on Earth. Dr. Greer will be talking about his new book and film launch for Unacknowledged, an expose of the greatest secret in human history. And we will be talking about free energy systems, the call for witnesses, why UFO secrecy has been so prominent. And it's really cool. 2 years ago, I actually got to see Dr. Greer speak at Contact in the Desert in Joshua Tree, and it blew my mind. It was so inspiring, and it's really a dream come true to now have him on the show. In case you were wondering, Dr. Greer is considered to really be the leading expert in the field of UFO disclosure. He has briefed hundreds of high-level government officials, political leaders, the royal families, scientists, health experts, people. And when I say this, I mean like President Barack Obama and CIA Director R. James Woolsey and Prince Charles of the United Kingdom. And he has an unbelievable reach. He's been seen and heard by millions of people worldwide. CBS, BBC, the Joe Rogan Experience podcast, Coast to Coast, AM, the Discovery Channel, Thrive, Ancient Aliens, etc. And if you've heard of Dr. Greer, you've probably already heard of his historic 2013 film, Sirius. He's the author of four insightful books and multiple DVDs on the UFO and ET subject. And he also teaches groups throughout the world how to make peaceful contact with ET civilizations. And in fact, I've participated in CSETI 5 with Dr. Greer. We'll talk more about that during the show. And for more, you can visit SiriusDisclosure.com. So all that being said, let's welcome Dr. Greer to the show. Hi, Dr. Greer.
Thank you. Glad to be with you.
Wonderful to have you here. Dr. Greer, you're kind of known as the, I'm doing air quotes, the father of the modern disclosure movement. For those out there who are unfamiliar or not, you know, up to speed with the terminology, what does that mean? What does disclosure movement mean?
Well, you know, I'm a trauma doctor, emergency and trauma medicine. And back in the 1990s, I started a project, that was focused on making peaceful contact with these interstellar civilizations that have been very well documented to be visiting. And that was so successful within the first 2 years, by 1992, I was approached by people in the intelligence community about the issue, and by 1993 asked to brief the director of the CIA, R. James Woolsey, who was President Clinton's first CIA director. So this goes back 25 years or so. And
wow.
To be honest with you, disclosure is about ending the illegal secrecy that surrounds the entire UFO subject, the fact that we're not alone in the universe, but also equally important, the technologies that are behind the secrecy. Most people, in fact, when I briefed the CIA director, I think the hardest thing for him to get his mind around was that even though he and the president, Clinton, were making inquiries about this issue, which every president does, by the way,
sure.
They were being told nothing. And they knew they were being lied to. In fact, my point of contact to the CIA director sent me a FedEx just before the briefing and stated that I was going to be the first person to brief the Clinton administration on this because these projects were basically blowing them off and brushing them aside. So initially I didn't believe that would be possible because, like most Americans, you think, well, you're the president, you have an all-access pass. This is a myth.
Of course, yeah.
It's a total myth. And so what I discovered was that there's top secret and then there's really top secret. And the really top secret materials are in what are called unacknowledged special access projects. And that's why we're calling this new expose film Unacknowledged. And an unacknowledged special access project, the way it works is even if you're the commanding general over a division and there's an operation that's a USAP, we call it USAP, Unacknowledged Special Access Project, you're not going to know what's going on inside that project unless you have been invited into it. And they're incredibly illegal. There's $100 to $200 billion a year being embezzled from the U.S. government, our tax money, into these projects. And frequently, the people who are very senior in the military and in the CIA don't know about them. Now, some do and some don't. And as to whether or not they do, it's whether they'll go along with the agenda of the secrecy. And the agenda of secrecy is two-pronged. One is to be sure the public doesn't have any correct information on UFOs and extraterrestrial intelligence. And if they do have information, it's false information, which is usually very scary and designed to
abductions,
all the false stuff that's in the sort of lunatic fringe UFO stuff. Now, the other part of it is they don't want people to know that beginning in the 1930s and 40s, we were studying anti-gravity and so-called zero-point energy or free energy systems that pull energy out of the fabric of space-time. And without getting too technical, basically what these technologies do, it goes all the way back to before Nikola Tesla, they generate very high voltage fields that open a vector, a sort of opens up and perturbs the homeostasis of the zero-point energy field, meaning that there's a baseline energy field that is at the base of all energy, subatomic particles, quarks, et cetera, in the cosmos. Well, that energy field is infinite, as Tesla called it, and you can tap into it. Now, if that were disclosed, people say, well, wouldn't that be great? I say, yeah, it would be great. We'd have no poverty in the world and no pollution, but we'd have no ExxonMobil. We'd have no BP. We would have no oil, gas, coal, nuclear power. Utilities would be gone because you would need a transmission line from Con Ed or wherever. because you'd be able to have a generator at your house providing all your needs. You'd also get rid of the solar and wind industries. So you're talking hundreds of trillions of dollars of economic impact. And for that reason, the decision was made back in the 40s and 50s to classify this information improperly. And it has resulted, of course, in here we are in 2016, destroying the biosphere. Our Gaia, our Mother Earth, is very sick. Humans are getting sick with her. And I'm a doctor, and I'm an emergency doctor. I always tell people, I know an emergency when I see one. And we are in a global emergency. So yes, we have to figure out a way to disclose this information. So the Disclosure Project was put together about 16 years ago, when I realized the president and the Congress and similar leaders that I had briefed overseas didn't have the courage to take on these vast special interests, because we're talking the mother of all special interest groups that are incredibly corrupt. And so we decided we'd do it ourselves. So I started getting evidence and documents that are government documents, as well as whistleblowers, and I've interviewed over 700 top-secret military and intelligence and corporate contractors to the government who've dealt with these issues. And we have put the first 110 of them on videotape. So in 2001, at the National Press Club, we launched the Global Disclosure Project. This year, 15 years later, we're taking it to a new level, and we're going to do an even more massive disclosure. And that's what we need the public with. This is a very grassroots effort, by the way.
Yes. Dr. Greer, we're gonna just go to the quick break right now. I'm sorry to interrupt you. And when we come back on Lucid Planet Radio, we're going to talk a lot more about the disclosure movement and how to get involved at a grassroots level in making this a reality. Because Dr. Greer is absolutely right. This is an emergency now for planet Earth, and we need to take action in whatever ways we can. So stick with us, and we will be right back after a quick break.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit GlennaRice.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
1230 WBLQ.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and my guest today is Dr. Stephen M. Greer, who is here talking with us about UFO disclosure, free energy technologies. And before we continue, I just want to make sure everybody knows how to contact you, Dr. Greer, to find out more about your new film and book projects and disclosure, crowdfunding, getting involved in the New Earth Energy Incubator and everything.
Yes, the best way is our website is SiriusDisclosure.com, S-I-R-I-U-S, Disclosure.com. So Sirius, like the star system. So SiriusDisclosure.com not only has the information about this campaign to end the illegal secrecy and bring out these technologies that would get us off oil, it also has links to all our other projects and also to our YouTube channel, where we've just put our film Sirius up. That it actually Sirius went to number one on Netflix about 6 months ago, and but it's also on our YouTube channel. You can see it for free now, and that's YouTube/sdisclosure.com. S as in Sirius, but just sdisclosure.com at the YouTube.
Wonderful.
So if you go there, you'll see be able to see that whole film, which introduces our work. The focus of this new project.
It's going to be
exclusively on the secrecy, how it's been run, what these unacknowledged special access projects are, and why they're hiding it from the public, and what the future of the world's going to look like when we resolve this problem. You know, when Eisenhower said, beware the military-industrial complex, this is what he was talking about. We had people who actually worked on Eisenhower's staff in the 50s. That before they died gave us testimony about how even Eisenhower had been pushed aside and these projects became so secret that he had lost operational control of them, even though he knew about them. So Jack Kennedy tried to fix the problem. Well, he got assassinated. So basically, you know, this is something that has gotten so out of control and no president since Eisenhower has been able to manage it properly, which is why I think we the people have to. So this is a very Jeffersonian sort of approach, is that if we're going to have a democracy, the people need to step in periodically and cause a peaceful revolution. But we have to overthrow this sort of fascist secrecy and also liberate these technologies that have been suppressed. I know so many inventors who have had technologies they've developed that have been confiscated through abuses of the National Security Act. And these are technologies that would allow every man, woman, and child on the planet to live on the planet without any pollution and with zero energy cost, completely zero. And people say, well, wouldn't that be great? I say, yeah, it would be, except for these very, very, and we're not talking about the top 1%. We're talking about the 0.00001% who are these uber elites who want to keep the world basically in a state of slavery. And to liberate it, you're going to have to bring out these technologies. And, you know, everyone thinks we're so high-tech with our smartphones and everything, but they're not high-tech. All of that is running off of an 1844 telegraph-type system of radio waves. And you look at what we're charging them with. We're charging our computers off a coal-fired power grid, just like we were in the late 1800s and early 1900s. We have to come forward as a civilization so that our we become, as Michikaku calls it, a level one civilization that's not destroying its planet, that's living together peacefully, and that can then be welcomed into space peacefully. So this is all something that should have been resolved, frankly, before I was born, and certainly before you were born. But yep. Here we are in 2016. We have to deal with the deck of cards we've been given. So we need people to help us contribute to this campaign. I am very excited to announce that in the first month, as of what is being sent to us tomorrow, because there's someone sending a very large donation, our initial goal is of $500,000. We've raised $400,000 of it already.
Wow.
In one month. That is the biggest crowdfunding for a documentary film and book in history, and the fastest in history. It's breaking all records. We need more people to jump on board in contributing. We also need people to jump on board as field research people for us, meaning we need people who are listening, who have family members, friends, neighbors, who have been in these secret projects, to come forward and be in this film and give testimony about these projects. We have been able to secure a way to release them from their national security obligations, and no one's going to get prosecuted for speaking about what they've been involved with. So we need these whistleblowers to come forward today. We also need people to be searching out there for people who may still have one of these free energy devices that's legitimate, and if they have one operational that they're willing to have disclosed, we will do it. And we will bring it forward to the public. We have identified some backers so that if we identify one of these technologies, we'll have the resources to massively disclose it so everyone on Earth knows that we no longer need fossil fuels and we no longer need a nuclear power. So these are huge efforts we're undertaking. We need millions of people to get involved. And to be honest with you, the way this is going to have to happen is virally and through the grassroots effort. So we need everyone to network this information to people. And the place to start is at our website, seriousdisclosure.com, to get all the information and see all what is entailed in the campaign and what we're looking for.
Yeah. So it sounds like what you're saying is these technologies exist. They've been so suppressed that the public doesn't have access, but there are some secret wings of some kind of uber elite / governmental organizations that have the technology.
Oh, well, they've had it for decades, but you're not going to get it out of them.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is that the laws of the universe are universal, which means that anyone can discover this and develop it, and they have. I mean, there have been thousands. We have a document from the Federation of American Scientists, a very mainstream document, 2010, said there are 5,135 inventions and patents that have been seized by the abuses of the national security. Now, this is a mainstream scientific group. The link to that is on our website. We have all the dispositive evidence up there. So we're going to do this film, this movie, that's going to go mainstream. We've already gotten a big mainstream distributor to push it out to the entire planet. And so that the public knows, number one, we're not alone in the universe. Number two, there is an illegal program keeping it secret. Number three, one of the big things they're keeping secret is the fact that we could all have, quote, free energy and not be dependent on these big gangbangsters and oil folks who are destroying the planet. And also that they're trying to put out false information about the ETs so that at some point, you know, they can sort of say, oh, yes, well, there are ETs out there, but we need to go to war with them. And this is what Wernher von Braun, who invented the rocket for Adolf Hitler, on his deathbed told one of our witnesses, Carol Rosen, that this was the plan all along from the 50s onward, was to basically hoax, sort of a cosmic 9/11 or a cosmic false flag incident. So that's another part of the agenda, is sort of this warmongering rubbish. And unfortunately, most of the sort of new age and UFO community has absorbed that disinformation into their beliefs.
Right, this kind of like negative ET agenda. We only have
We have a couple
minutes.
When I hear it, I go, you have the technologies to go through interstellar space faster than the speed of light, but after over the last 70 years since we've gotten atomic bombs, they haven't figured out how to beat us. I mean, if they were like that, if they were overtly hostile, It would have been over in 1945. Over. OVA. Yeah. OVA. Yeah. Voting Bernie Sanders. So it just wouldn't be happening. So people have to be really get real for a minute and realize that so much of the disinformation out there is designed to create fear to control the masses. And what I tell people is that we need to take control of this. And if you think the government's going to do anything about it, the only thing they're going to do about it is do what I call a disclosure that serves the secrecy agenda. So what do I mean by that? They'll do a false disclosure, hoax an event, say, oh, yes, we're not alone in the universe, but they're hostile, and therefore we want to unite the world. And, by the way, give us $5 trillion to fight the aliens, like the movie Independence Day.
Like Independence Day, and
so
now there's a sequel.
Smarter than that this time, and not get fooled again, like the WHO said. We won't be fooled again like we were in the Vietnam War. But we have been fooled again. We were fooled with Iraq. Look, we went into Iraq, and they just manufactured weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Everyone knew that I was talking to in the national security system. Those weren't there. But we went in there anyway and spent $2 trillion. Hundreds of thousands of people are dead. Now we have ISIS. So, you know, at a certain point, people have to wake up and smell the coffee and say, look, we have got to take control of this as the people and get our heads out of our smartphones for just a minute, looking at the Kardashians' last boob job, and do something meaningful about this. And really, that's really what this is, a call to action for people to come together and do something important.
Yeah, and I think that's so huge because, you know, I can tell, Dr. Guerin, we're going to the break right now, but I just want to say you really do sound to me like a believer in humanity that we can do this, or at least we have a chance. I love that. I am such an optimist, and like, I'm right there with you. I think once people are faced with information, they'll fight it at first, they'll polarize against it because it goes against their beliefs, but then they're going to come around when they see actual proof and evidence. I really believe. On that note, we will be right back on Lucid Planet Radio talking more with Dr. Stephen Greer about this whole grassroots movement for UFO disclosure and the disclosure of the secrecies of free energy technologies and also what the future holds. So stick with us and we'll see you in a couple minutes.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedman Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show that brings a real and dynamic message to uncovering and believing in the true amazing being you already are. Tune in and let Catherine help you become truthful, authentic, and mindful of living on purpose one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
There are so many resources out there for meditation. But did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Vadili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's A-T-A-A-N-A-method.com. And sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and I am here with Dr. Stephen M. Greer talking about UFO disclosure and free energy technology. Dr. Greer, before we went to the break, we were talking a little bit about this kind of negative ET agenda, something that we see a lot, gaining a lot of traction across kind of the more new age and esoteric and more spiritual communities. The idea that there's negative extraterrestrials, essentially they're here, they have control over us, they have power over us, they're responsible for a lot of the bad things happening in our world. And I wanted again to touch upon what your thoughts were about that.
Well, I think it's unfortunate that people always have to find a scapegoat for the problems we've created. And there's not a scintilla of evidence for that. But this is the whole problem with humans. If you go back to the roots of racism and look at primates, how if there's a difference between one group and another, they organized into troops and then organized into murdering organized behavior with chimps and other primates. Humans have that tendency. So I think the demagogues who are trying to create that specter and fear are playing on a human tendency to hate or be afraid of anything that's different from them. So first it was different races, and still is. There's still racism and homophobia and all the isms and fighting over economic and religious belief systems. Now they want to introduce another thing to hate, and that's something that's interstellar. So I think the hatred and the haters are just trying to go from one thing to another to control the masses. Because if you look at even sort of the wars that have happened between religions, it's not based on peace and love and a supreme being and an afterlife. It's all based on nonsense, and it's one person going, my God's better than your God, so now I'm going to go kill you. Well, now it's one economic system or another, or one ethnicity over another, still going on all over the world, ethnic and religious violence. But now you have these sort of kooky New Age conspiracy theory trying to introduce, all the problems on Earth, it's not because we're doing things wrong and we have to own our own junk. We're going to blame it on some interstellar source, which is ridiculous. Look, any civilization that has the ability to go beyond the speed of light and get out of their solar system to another system, they are so advanced technologically and consciously and spiritually. The idea that they'd have to come to some primitive place like Earth with a bunch of marauding primates, humans, clubbing each other with weapons and have to intervene. They're waiting for us to grow up and stop behaving this way. But you always have people with these sort of old conspiracy theories that it's just absolute rubbish. But what's worse is that you have the intelligence community that has been hoaxing alien abductions, hoaxing mutilations. I have personally interviewed more than a dozen people who have been in very compartmented secret operations that have been doing that hoaxing. And they're using man-made anti-gravity devices that look like a UFO. They have these creatures that are stagecrafted that look very robotic, and they're going in abducting people and putting implants in them. And then you'll have some kook in the UFO community take the implant out, say, see, it's an alien implant. I'm going, I know who's manufacturing the implant. It's EG&G, which is a big corporation on the edge of the Nellis Air Force Base, so-called Area 51 in Nevada. So all of that stuff is so easily staged, and then you get all this hysteria whipped up. So you stage one little thing, the next thing you know you have 9/11 or something, and you're going into Iraq. You stage this, next thing you know they want to go into space with war. Right. And the sad thing about it is that people buy this rubbish hook, line, and sinker. And we're going to have to wake up to this. And part of what we're going to expose in this movie is the fact that there is this agenda to foist onto the public this completely hoaxed outer space alien threat, of which there's no evidence. And even if there was, the approach isn't going to be some kind of galactic battle in space. I mean, this is something
else. Star Wars?
Yeah, I mean, this works for a science fiction movie, but if you start looking at what the technologies are that permit interstellar transportation, they're so powerful that there would be one exchange and both planets would be turned into a mist. So, I mean, it's absurd that there would be an armed conflict at that level, at the level of interstellar technologies, because even an armed battle at a hydrogen bomb level would exterminate all life on Earth. That's what mutual assured destruction, the Cold War thing with the Soviet Union and the U.S. was all about, that if anyone fired one missile, all of them would be fired, and it would be the end of life on Earth. So you're dealing with technologies, these interstellar technologies, that are 1,000 times more advanced than a hydrogen bomb.
Can we talk a little bit more about those?
A weapon, it's the end of life on Earth, but it'd be the end of life for any planet. So it's a complete myth. And I think the problem is, what are the roots psychologically and emotionally for everyone wanting to have someone new to hate? Well, it's politically incorrect to hate gay people, black people, Asian people, Latin people, women, whatever. So now, let's go and find somebody else to hate. And so I just call it interplanetary racism. It's just interspecies racism. And it's nonsense. Yep.
That's good. I want to talk a little bit more. We're going to the break in a couple of minutes, but I would love to hear a little bit more about these technologies and about these extraterrestrial races or societies that are so much more evolved. What does this look like? And can this give us a good picture of what our future could look like?
Oh, sure, because we've developed them in classified projects at the Lockheed Martin Skunk Works. And imagine if you put a very high-energy field at a certain voltage and frequency, an object will physically look like it's disappeared or dematerialized in front of you and appears in another point in space-time almost instantly, so-called teleportation. That's being done, and it has been done. So, and imagine being able to go from, you know, L.A. to Paris in a couple of seconds, or being able to have energy for free, grow all the food you want organically using free energy and controlled environmental systems without pollution and without any chemicals. Our civilization would be such an amazing civilization if we could peacefully go forward with this knowledge and technology. It'll be a disaster, though, if we go forward with it with this warmongering, paranoid mindset that's all the rage in these kooky communities that's being stoked and fed by the intelligence community. So we really need to grow up and make a choice of how we want to live in the future. But another thing is, imagine all the pollution that's already on Earth, including radioactive waste, can be neutralized to being completely benign. And these technologies humans have developed over the last 20 years, like the Ken Shoulders charged cluster array, which would take radioactive waste and turn it to inert material. this is completely doable technologically and has been done on Earth, never mind out in space, by other civilizations. So we have to come together. And one of the things I'm proposing is that we have like an incubator, like Google has an incubator, where we put the brightest minds together in an open source way, like GitHub, and fund it properly so that we would have collaboration globally on bringing out these new technologies for peaceful energy generation so we can heal our planet and begin to live in a civilized fashion.
That would be absolutely amazing. I just wonder, do you think that people are concerned about coming forward with these ideas now because they've seen the level of suppression that can happen?
Well, it's because they've done it incorrectly. You know, we had dozens of top secret people come forward in 2001 at the National Press Club in Washington. You can see it online. Millions of people have.
Yep.
None of them
I've
got threatened.
It.
None of them were bothered. We have a strategy of massive public disclosure of this information that creates its own security bubble around it. So people need to stop playing this spy versus spy secrecy game and just come forward. Believe me, we can do it, and we need to do it. And responding to fear and intimidation, well, frankly, you know, if somebody intimidates me, they're going to get a pushback like you've never seen. But, I mean, I hate to say it, but I mean, you know, no. I mean, you know, you have gang members come in with Tech 10s and threaten me. Well, that's too bad for you.
That is not going to work. Hey, Dr. Greer.
We have to find our courage. And I always tell people,
Dr. Greer, I'm just going to jump in. You're absolutely right. And when enough people stand up, then there's no way to stop it. So
that's right.
On that note, yeah, absolutely. We're going to go to the break. And when we come back on Lucid Planet Radio, we are just going to wrap up the show with Dr. Stephen Greer talking more about the search for witnesses to come forward. So stick with us and we will be right back.
Achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Are you and your family looking for one manageable lifestyle change that will positively impact your health? Look no further. That change begins inside your drinking glass. Learn how to put a lid on junk drinking by sipping from a recipe collection of colorful, fresh, tasty, wholesome fruit and vegetable blends. Get your copy now of Sip the Garden. Fun, easy drinks for a healthier family by T. Carrie Mitchell. Visit lifestyle120.com for information on how to order.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Even if I can't find heaven, ever, ever, ever. Hands, put empty hands in mine and scars.
This is Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and we are back here talking with Dr. Stephen Greer about UFO disclosure and his new film, Unacknowledged. Dr. Greer, I was asking during the break, you're looking for witnesses to come forward, people with information about free energy technology. And I'm curious how you can tell who has real information and factual information and whose information is just kind of like they made it up or it's fake.
Well, we do a background check and vet them very carefully, anyone who's going to be included as a witness. And whistleblower. As for technology, we're not interested in people's ideas. We're only interested in operational devices that meet our criteria, which are published on our website, seriousdisclosure.com. So that's all very transparent. Anyone who can read English or use Google Translator can see what we're looking for. The system has to be able to run itself and run a power load at the back end and be transparently testable and be reproducible by an independent third party to prove that it's legitimate. So those criteria are very clear, and there's no wiggle room on them. So that's what we're looking for.
Great. And so, again, seriousdisclosure.com. If you have information or you might know someone who does, and it's really great to get this out there for people. I also wanted to ask you, Dr. Greer, before we go, a little bit more about CSETI and about, you know, what people can do if they want to make contact with extraterrestrials.
Well, first of all, you have to kind of understand the nature of interstellar reality. Interstellar, if you're going beyond the speed of light, you've gone through the crossing point of light, now you're into other dimensions. So you then have to really understand the nature of consciousness and non-locality in consciousness. And this is a whole, you know, we
quantum physics,
in the 2 nanoseconds I have here. But basically, you know, you have to be able to study this very carefully, because if you're really wanting to be serious about this, you have to understand what would the reality be like to an interstellar civilization. Because everything we're using would be like if we went back and we're trying to communicate with people using smoke signals. So we have to begin to understand that their technologies interface with coherent thought that is through conscious actuated electronic systems. So you think you would think to your computer, and it transmits the thought to another point at the speed of thought. The speed of light is 186,000 miles a second. The speed of thought through the field of non-local consciousness is instantaneous. So you have to begin to study that. So on our website, we have a whole series and on our store, a whole series of training materials for people to understand how to do this and then create the state. And there are meditation techniques I teach to do this so that people will begin to be able to not only see remote places in consciousness, but make contact. And then we have also electronic devices that we use when we're out under the stars together. In fact, I just came back from Arizona where we were training 25 people up on a mountain outside Tucson. Amazing contact had it. I mean, we had literally a golden chevron-shaped craft that came right overhead. That it was just, everyone who saw it said their life will never be the same. It was beautiful. And so we're doing this. We're training people to be ambassadors from Earth to these other civilizations. But to get to that, you have to begin to understand non-locality in physics and in consciousness. Which I know you've had Goswami on your show, and the self-aware universe. And so when you begin to realize that the entire cosmos is consciousness resonating as a sun or a star or a plant or a person, but that the mind within, the deep mind within each person can access that infinite mind and can be utilized for communication and contact. That's what we're doing. And by the way, before I was a medical doctor, I was a meditation teacher and Sanskrit scholar, and I used to teach people the Vedas and Sanskrit. So that was my first profession.
Full circle.
That was my first profession before I went into emergency medicine, which seems very opposite, but, you know, it was, which it is. But I think this is what's really exciting when you begin to look at what the possibilities are once we make it past this kind of tie up in our evolution as a society. get free energy, get this information disclosed. The big sciences of the next thousand years aren't going to be material sciences, but they're going to be consciousness interfacing sciences.
Yes.
And
yes,
the science of consciousness. And that is still being developed today. There are a lot of good people doing research on that, like Adam Curry and others, and Dr. John at Princeton, who yeah, I've known for many years. And
I'd love to have him on the show.
When we go out under the stars, we're actually doing under the stars in a real setting what they're doing in the lab at Princeton, and that is using consciousness to make contact by understanding the nature of reality, but also understanding the nature of interstellar civilizations, that they have communication devices that interface directly with thought and consciousness if you know how to develop the meditative states. So that's very much what we're doing. It's really exciting. And if you go to our website,
really?
There's actually a training app that you can put on your smartphone that trains
yep,
you through all these.
I have it.
And there's also an app that's a free app that you can get where it will network you, and so you can see who's in your area where you live, so you can join what we call a Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind group or contact group.
Nice.
A Close
nice.
Encounter of the Fifth Kind is when humans initiate the contact as opposed to just accidentally having a sighting of a UFO or an ET. So we're doing this. We've been doing it for 25 years. We now have thousands of people all over the world who are practicing this and having amazing contact experiences. And so I really recommend that people look into that if they have an interest.
Yes.
And I always tell people, there's no reason to be afraid. I've been doing this for most of my life. Never have had anything frightening happen related to ETs. The only things that have been frightening have been humans. And, I've been
gang members of Tech Nines.
Yeah, exactly. Where you're in Mexico and, the police come up with a rifle and try to blow your head off or something. The problems we've had have been zero with the ETs. 100% of the problems are with humans. So don't worry about it.
Kind of seems to be the trend. Very quickly, we only have a couple minutes left of the show. I'm just curious, do you think that, assuming that we start getting this information and lifting the veil of secrecy, are we going to see these technologies in our lifetime?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah?
We have to get, our goal is to, with this campaign and this movie and the book that's going to go with it, create enough interest so that we're able to develop these technologies in our incubator lab, our New Earth Energy Incubator, so that in the next couple of years, we have these technologies out. Now, that requires funding. One of the problems is that the hobby sort of business in the UFO world has to be transformed into something where there's serious research and development on these technologies, and that has never happened. And so we need to change that dynamic. And that's why we're looking for people from all walks of life, whether it's the grassroots to contribute $5 or people of high net worth who want to underwrite the research of these technologies. It has to happen quickly. We simply don't have another 20 years of global destruction using oil, gas, coal, and nuclear power. So we're going to have to figure out this solution and do it not only in our lifetimes, but much sooner than that.
And you would think there's corporations that would really want to get behind this as well.
Maybe. Usually the bigger they are, the more they're tied into the cabal of people wanting to keep it secret. So you're better off with high net worth individuals and the grassroots. I mean, look, since we put our film up on a couple weeks ago up on YouTube, Sirius up on our YouTube channel, YouTube/IfDisclosure, there have been 320-some thousand people who've seen it. If each of those people had given $10, it would have been 3.7 million, and that would have been enough to begin to open this lab. So people have to, instead of taking all this stuff just as sort of its purely entertainment value, people have to understand, I left my medical career, frankly, making $500,000 or $600,000 a year to do this for free, not because I want to entertain people with drivel. I'm doing this because people need to understand we're in a global emergency and we need to come together and do something mature and serious for once about this issue. And that's what we're working on.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Greer, for coming on the show today sharing such great information. Yeah, absolutely. I had such a great time. And remember, you can find out more about the show by visiting thelucidplanet.com. And you can download this show in podcast for free on iTunes and SoundCloud and TuneIn Radio, etc. And also find me on Facebook and Twitter at The Lucid Planet with Dr. Kelly. And I'm looking forward to seeing you all next week. I will have Jacob Devaney of Culture Collective and Unify here talking about integrating science, art, and spirituality with media to enact global change. So kind of similar ideas threading through a lot of these shows lately about activism and really stepping up and taking ownership of this planet and making the changes we need. So light and love to everyone, and I will see you next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the hit show, Lucid Planet Radio, with renowned psychologist and author, Dr. Kelly Neff. Tune in each week as we illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. This hit show will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake up to the greatest version of yourself. Learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness as you explore the deeper knowledge, passion, and purpose within. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for upcoming show topics and to contact Dr. Kelly.